the Purpose Driven Mother Podcast, show number 4. What's going on, Radiant Mothers? I am Alicia Askew, host of the Purpose Driven Mothers Podcast, where mothers are having the conversation not about trying to be the perfect mother, but embracing the woman who they are. Hear from the most courageous and inspiring mothers who share their story on how they went beyond the apron, discovered their purpose, and are achieving their greatest desires. Peeling off the layers of their most vulnerable moments and lessons learned, these mothers have found the drive that they need to help them thrive on their purpose-driven journey. So stay tuned and learn how you can become that purpose-driven mother. I am so ecstatic about today's guest, Kaylee McKenna. She is someone that has really grown near and dear to my heart. And when we first connected on Facebook, I had no idea that we were going to share a similar passion and purpose of helping those who have seen their lowest of lows and help them to reclaim victory over the dark days that they have seen. And so that's why I'm so excited for her today and for her to be able to share her story and just the amazing things that she is doing. So Kaylee is an accomplished combat veteran and pilot whose life was turned upside down when her husband of 10 years left her alone with a newborn baby. Being born through fire, she is now on a mission to give voice to those who are suffering in silence so that they can turn their story into triumph. On her Born Through Fire podcast, she interviews true survivors of sexual assault, domestic violence, eating disorders, and drug abuse because pain and suffering is universal, but so is the triumph of the human spirit. Kaylee's work has been featured in the Huffington Post. She's a life coach. She's also working on her first book, and she leads amazing retreats. So I just want to go ahead and jump into this interview. Kaylee, I really love the part on your website in your bio that talks about how you hit rock bottom. I'm going to just read a little insert from it. It says, "I hit rock bottom, sobbing uncontrollably while holding my crying son in a 3,000 square foot house that made a mockery of all of my future hopes and dreams. I began a journey of self-discovery that led me to yoga with horses, leaping from waterfalls, and ultimately connecting with a community of women who held me while I transformed my life. I've been born through fire." Can you please share us what that is all about?
Absolutely, Alicia. Thank you so much for the honor of being on your show. I can't think of anything that is more closer to my heart than being a purpose-driven mother. So thank you very much for the opportunity. I lived what I thought was a very happy life. I was married for 10 years. We had all of the things from the outside that I thought we would be happy. Mm-hmm. We had a 3,000 square foot house with a pool and a spa. We both had really great jobs and careers. And the only thing we weren't able to do was to get pregnant. And so we spent 3 years in the infertility process, mm-hmm. finally got pregnant. And then when I went through 50 hours of labor in a home birth, wow. and had this beautiful, healthy baby boy. And then 4 days later, my husband sat me down, held my hand and said he no longer loved me. Mm. And it was devastating.
I bet.
Because I mean, it wasn't just a death of our relationship. It was a death of all of the dreams that I had for the future, the siblings that I wanted for my child, the, you know, college graduations, the 50th wedding anniversary, all of those things that I had planned for us, and they weren't going to happen. So I really was, it was my rock bottom, was sitting there alone in this huge house, holding my son while he kept crying. He had colic, so he just cried all mm-hmm. the time. It was awful. And it was just my rock bottom, and I'll never be that low ever again. And so I really had to build my dreams from scratch. Right. I had to redefine what happiness was in my life and redefine my purpose in my drive in my life. And I owe everything to my son, because if I hadn't have had my son, I wouldn't have had a reason to get out of bed at all. So it was, I call it born through fire, because what I found was I needed to hear from other women who had been there before, not necessarily in my situation with a divorce or single mother or that kind of thing, but I needed to hear from women who had been through pain, who had been through the darkness, because by hearing their stories, I in turn learned from their strength. And the tools they use to recover and now lead amazing, thriving lives. And so I started a podcast called Born Through Fire, where it's a safe space for women and other like-minded people to share these deep stories of pain and suffering. But we don't focus on the pain and suffering. We focus on how they transform their lives and what they're doing now. We focus on the triumph of the human spirit.
That is very deep.
Well, it is just a wonderful opportunity for me to connect with the people that I really want to have deep conversations with. And I get to share that literally with the world. You know, they have been downloaded. My episodes of my podcast, Born Through Fire, have been downloaded in Saudi Arabia, where women can't even drive, and in places like South Africa and Kenya and Romania, all around the world. I've been connecting through this podcast to women everywhere, because pain and suffering is universal.
Right.
But so too is the triumph of the human spirit.
Right. And that is just so amazing. And congratulations on everything. Remind me what state you're in again.
I'm in Washington, D.C.
You are in Washington, D.C. And people over in a whole another country listening to the words that you're saying for inspiration, for motivation. So that is super awesome and beyond what I can even put words on. So just for you to have to pretty much transform your thinking, transform your mind so that you can have a new life, so that you can have a fresh start. What did that take for you to just remove yourself from everything that you knew into something new?
That's a wonderful question. And that's one of the things I go into on each of my podcasts, because I found various themes that go throughout the show, you know, universal themes that each person has turned to that has helped them through. For me, what really helped me was I actually threw out everything that I thought I knew to be true. Every single one of my preconceived notions about what it takes to live a happy life and what it takes to be quote unquote successful in life, I threw it out the window, because it obviously didn't work for me. I had all of the outside trappings of what you'd think would make you happy, and then my life fell apart. So I essentially started from scratch, and I just started seeking. I just used the word seeking, because I didn't really know what I was looking for. I was just looking for a better way. And what I found was people in this space who really are living just amazing lives. They're just so happy. They found their purpose in life, and they follow that purpose each day, and they just are so happy. And so I just kind of followed them and figured out, what do they do? And then I copied them, and then I just decided to do whatever they did because it made them happy. Mm-hmm. So one of the underlying themes I found is gratitude. And Brené Brown is a genius, and I listen to everything she's ever written and spoken, but you can't have happiness and joy without gratitude. They go hand in hand.
That's very true.
Yeah. And so I make sure that I make gratitude a practice every single day. And what I really like about what Brené Brown says is that everyone experiences fear. It's what we do with that fear that sets us apart. So the people that experience the fear and just embrace the fear and live with the fear are what I call, you know, everybody. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And now I lean into the fear. And instead of actually allowing it to overwhelm me, I step back into a place of gratitude. I say, oh my gosh, wouldn't this be so scary? Well, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. You know, I'm grateful for my son. I'm grateful to have a roof over my head. And right. I go back to the gratitude, and that in itself is so foundational for this life that I've built for myself. And then allowing myself to be supported by a group of women has been, I just can't speak enough for it, because I always thought that I had to do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it was a sign of weakness to allow others to support me and to show any kind of weakness or vulnerability. And that's absolutely false. It takes so much more strength. It's so much harder to allow someone to see you, to see your vulnerabilities,
right.
and to support you and love you anyway. It's so scary to put yourself out there and show all of your faults and have them still love you anyway. And I just want to say that it takes courage to start doing that. But as mothers, we have to realize that there is no perfect. You know, we're each struggling, we're each just doing the best that we can.
Mm-hmm.
And by allowing others to see us and to see our struggles, we allow others to identify with us and with motherhood, because it is just a mess and we're all just doing the best that we can.
Right. And I completely agree with everything that she had said there, especially with just women and mothers in general feeling like it would be a sign of weakness to ask for help. I just experienced that very thing like 15 minutes ago, right when we were talking, and I was having all kind of computer glitches and my system was not working. I felt weak asking you if you can do me a favor, help me out and record this segment for me.
Oh, and it's nothing for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal at all. But
right.
it's so silly how we make things out to be so much bigger than they are. When
right.
it's actually a gift for the other person to be able to support you. We're allowing them with the gift of supporting others, and we don't ever look at it that way.
Mm-hmm. That is so key. So what advice would you give for someone who needs to learn how to use their voice and speak up and get that help that they need?
That's a tough one, because I know that, I personally know that sharing your story is the hardest thing that you'll ever do.
Mm-hmm.
It was so hard for me to tell my whole story. And what I found is when it's hard and when it's scary and when it's tough, that's what you actually have to do. That's what you know that is going to push you to that next level. And I don't know what the person listening is going through right now. And I don't know their struggle. But I do know everyone has a struggle. And by allowing yourself to admit that you're going through something just to yourself first is a huge step. But then telling someone in a safe, comfortable environment, it makes all the difference in the world, because it allows you that trust, and you're putting yourself out there in the world and saying, I need help with this and I'm ready to go to the next level.
Right. And you, I see on Facebook, on just all the social media sites, that you are staying busy building your business, being a life coach, being a mentor, a positive role model, a public figure, a speaker for women and other people, men as well, across the world. And then you're also still serving our country. So how do you find the means to balance it all, to just get from one activity to the next without losing your head?
Oh, okay. So I don't know if the word balance actually exists in the world, because I certainly haven't found it yet. What I really love about your show and The Purpose-Driven Mother is that when you find that passion, when you find that thing that lights you up inside, you could do that for hours and hours and mm-hmm. just get lost in it because mm-hmm. it fills you up inside. But what I've also found is that there you need to fill yourself up first. So you need to take time for yourself mm-hmm. and make sure that you're getting the rest and the nutrition and taking time, having a bath, whatever it takes to fill up your soul, that you're doing that first. Because when you do that first, it leaves so much more room for everything else in this world.
And I absolutely love what you just said. And so many mothers, especially the single mothers, are able to look at your story, see what you are doing, and just be inspired from it. So what do you think is your unique value that you add to the world?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Well, I think my biggest value that I bring to the world right now is my desire, my striving for unbridled vulnerability. I'm not interested in small talk. I am only interested in the deep connections with other people. And I've created a safe space on my podcast, Born Through Fire, to allow people to share their stories. Oftentimes, I've found that people share stories they've never shared before. And it's quite an honor and quite a responsibility to create that kind of space for these people to feel safe and to tell stories that matter. And so that's what I really feel like I bring into the world. There's so much other things. You know, I have huge dreams for myself and my future and the future of my son. But it all boils down to being vulnerable and creating a space for others to be vulnerable.
And I guess I can say that I am pretty lucky myself, just because the first time that I ever shared my story with anyone, not my family, not my sisters, not my husband, but the first time that I shared my story was on your podcast. And I'm not sure if you knew that or not, but that was like the release for me to just take the mess that I have been living in and to share it and spill my message and share my message with the world. And still, ever since then, I haven't quite told my story. I share bits and pieces of it, but I still have to find, you know, my way to share, to keep sharing my story so that other people can take my message and run with it.
Well, thank you for that. I did not know that. And thank you for the honor of sharing that with me. But one of the things I have noticed since that interview is that I've seen you just light on fire and propel you to the next level in everything that you're doing. And it's just been wonderful to see you just working with such a passion and a purpose. And that's what you get when you share your story. It's incredible how light you feel and how you feel you can do anything, because that's the hardest thing you're ever going to do.
And, oh, yeah.
And you feel like, if I survived that and I'm still here, then my life is going to matter. I'm going to make a difference mm-hmm. in the lives of others. That's what telling a story has. That's what it does.
Yes, definitely. And you are such a shero. You, of course, you serve our country, but as well, you are a positive role model for many, many women out there. So what fears or what is your kryptonite that may kind of make you cringe a little bit when you have to face it?
I have big dreams. Mm-hmm. I'm building an empire. Mm-hmm. And that's really scary to admit, because what if I don't get there? Mm-hmm. And what if I tell everyone that I'm writing a book and it doesn't get published? Or what if I tell everyone that I'm going to be successful in my podcast and no one listens? Mm-hmm. So it is scary to put yourself out there and say what your big dreams are. But it's also the only way for them to come true. Right. You can't keep your big dreams to yourself and just hope and pray someday someone will notice you. You actually have to take momentous action in order to make them happen. And that's still really scary for me to do.
Right.
I mean, it's also scary to put yourself out there in the public space. I mean, I've written for the Huffington Post from the perspective of a single mother, and it just really seems like the critics just eat away at the things that you're most vulnerable about. Mm-hmm. It kills me that I'm not able to provide like a two-parent household for my son, because I want the absolute best for him. And of course, I've seen all the research and all that. But it's, that was not for me. That is not my journey. And so when I put myself out there writing about how hard it is to be a single mom, I get all the critics that say, ugh, maybe you should stop writing and spend more time with your son. I mean, you're a single mom. You know, things like that are just really hurtful. And so putting yourself out there, you are going to have critics and you are going to be knocked down a little bit.
And, oh, yes.
Yeah. And if you aren't hurt by them, then that means you're not feeling. So I can't say that they don't affect me, but it makes me understand that what I'm saying is actually pushing buttons and actually matters, because if it didn't matter, no one would comment on it and it would just get lost.
And also because you're in the now still and you are on a major transformational journey, that you are going to say, yes, I am a single mom, or yes, I was a single mom because you may have remarried, but this is what I've done, being a single parent, still working a full-time job, and taking my business and building the empire that I've always dreamed of. So you're going to be able to move from the now and talk about your past and where it brought you. So even for me, when I tell my story, I'm still kind of in that now. And people aren't going to understand what I've been through, why I made the choices that I've made, what risk I decided to choose. Because they're looking at the now. They're not seeing all of the glitz and glam. So once I get to that next phase, they're going to be like, oh, wow, you made the right choice. I'm proud that you made that choice. And they're going to be my biggest supporters, my biggest fans.
Yeah, I really like what Brené Brown says about the opinions that matter are the people that are also in the arena. So the other people that mm-hmm. are really trying to be authentic and really trying to be vulnerable and really trying to live the best life that they know how and raise their children the best they know how, those are the opinions that matter. The people that just anonymously mm-hmm. attack, they don't matter.
And you had mentioned about dreams. I do want to go back to that, because yes, we all may have dreams.
Okay.
Some people go after them and some people do not. How is one able to discover what their dream is and, like you said, just go after it?
That's such a good question, because don't we as women and especially mothers put everyone else first, and our wants and needs just get lost in the mix?
Absolutely.
Like I remember throughout my marriage, my husband would be like, well, where do you want to eat? I'd be like, well, wherever you want to eat, you know, mm-hmm. like that never ending conversation. Where do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat?
I'm the same way.
And I just never took the time to sit with myself and figure out what my desires were.
Mm-hmm.
What do I really want? And that is so powerful. A woman who knows what she wants is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I really invite everyone listening to create a nice space, light some candles, make sure the kids are in bed or have a babysitter. Just take the time for yourself and really sit and figure out, what do I want? And dream so big. Like, only write down things that you're like, ooh, that's scary. I don't know if I fully need that, you know? Write that down. That's what your really nitty-gritty stuff is. And so we can't actually be chasing our dreams if we don't know what they are. And I think that's the problem. as women, when we know what we want, we can get it. Like, that's mm-hmm. not the problem. The problem is that we actually don't take the time to figure out our true soul, heart desires.
That is so key. And I know that you had mentioned to me before that you have like a regimen because you are very deep into holistic living and being spiritual. So what kind of regimen do you go through that just helps you with getting through the day, setting up your day for success?
Well, because I'm a single mom, it's always difficult. There are some wonderful programs out there. One of them is the Miracle Morning. And so you can look that up and Google it. It's a wonderful program. Essentially, this guy studied all of the famous, really successful people in the world and figured out what they all did and then just did them all every morning. And I would love to do that every morning, but I'm a single mom and it's not realistic for me to spend an hour before my son gets up just getting my stuff right together before he gets up. So I've narrowed that down. I really try to do 10 minutes of meditation a day. And that in itself is life-changing for me because I really equate praying is speaking to God. And I really like to think that meditation is listening to God. And so it gives me the space to listen and hear the whispers and start to listen to my intuition and what my inner knowing is guiding me to do. So 10 minutes of meditation. And I really do try and do affirmations every day. While meditation takes priority, affirmations come second if I'm pressed for time. And then I've created a vision board for myself. This is new. So all of those dreams that I sat down and discovered for myself, I put them all on a vision board and I look at it every single day. And so I'm always keeping my mind on the big prize, on the big picture, because too often we get mired down in the details. I have to pick this kid up from school and we have to take this person here and make this for dinner. And we get bogged down in all the details, but I just want to make sure every single day I'm looking at the big picture of where my life is going and where my dreams are taking me.
I love that. I love that so much. You are offering pretty much this free gift on your website called 2-Week Soul Journey. What is that all about?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. So another thing that has really helped me, and so I have a coach, I have a life coach myself. And so when I'm struggling with issues, I really try and write through them. And I really try and get everything on out of my head and onto paper, which has really helped me out. And so I've created a free journal that people can download, print out, and it really guides them through the process of establishing journal practice. And each day it mm-hmm. asks you to write down the three things you're grateful for. So it also has a built-in gratitude practice that is mm-hmm. so important to your life. So that's free. And I also offer free 30-minute coaching sessions with everyone. So mm-hmm. if you're interested in coaching, you can also go onto my site, www.bornthroughfire.com, and contact me and I'll set you up with a free 30-minute coaching session so that we can see if it's a right fit and see where you are in life and see if any of my tools that I have can help you out immediately.
That is so awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I do want to touch back on what you were talking about with your soul journal. It's, for me, I know it is completely different. If I'm writing something down in a book or just on paper, I get a whole different, a new experience when I'm writing rather than if I was typing it on the computer or putting it in my phone. I don't get the feeling, I don't even know how to describe it, but I don't get that same feeling when I'm using a technological device rather than if I am actually just putting it on paper myself. So I think people using the Soul Journal will really be able to get that greater sense of gratitude and have probably a more higher sense of accomplishment from just going through that.
Yeah, I completely agree. It is so healing to write things out. I had no idea until my coach lovingly guided me through the process. And because it was so life transformational, that's why I wanted to create something free for everyone that they could use. And so, you know, mm-hmm. you sit down and you do it for 5 minutes a day for 2 weeks, and you'll see such a difference in your life.
And that's not a lot of time at all. 5 minutes, that's like the perfect amount of time to just sit down, think, meditate, and put it on paper, and then go back to doing what you were doing before. So it's not like a big commitment, but it's a valuable, significant commitment that can just change your whole mindset for the better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have a favorite quote that you live by each and every day?
Yes, my quote is from Brené Brown, because I love her to death. It's, "Vulnerability sounds like truth and feels like courage." And we can't have courage without vulnerability. So that's why I've created this safe space. I've created Born Through Fire podcast for people to really be courageous and tell their stories and be vulnerable.
That is amazing. I really love that quote too. And as far as like a good book to read that just helped you through your journey, what is something that you can recommend for those who have seen their darkest days and are trying to make it out into the light?
The number one book that comes into my mind and absolutely changed my life was Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life. It made all of the difference in the world for me to actually, it teaches you how to love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, then all of the relationships you will have in your life will be lacking. Because you have to love yourself first. And I can honestly say for the first 30 years of my life, I did not love myself. And since I've read that book, everything's changed. My whole life has changed. Everything shifted for the better.
Wow.
And so I couldn't recommend that any higher. It's Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life.
That sounds like a very powerful book. And even as mothers, you know, we try to provide so much love to our family, to our children. But if we still don't have that love within ourselves, then we still cannot completely give of ourselves to our family. So I think that is a very, very powerful book that you have mentioned.
Yeah, it certainly changed my life for the better.
Wow, Kaylee, you have been such an amazing an inspiring figure, purpose-driven mother for this podcast. And I know a lot of women, whether they are single or not, they will be able to just take your information and really feed off of it to help them with their journey. So I know you had mentioned your website. Is there any other way that they can get in contact with you on social media or anything?
Sure. So it's my website. I'll say it again. It's bornthroughfire.com. And then you can get a hold of me on Twitter. It's at Kaylee McKenna. So KAYMCKENNA is my handle on Twitter. And then Facebook page for Born Through Fire is Born Through Fire Podcast. And I would love to connect you anywhere and everywhere.
All right, so there you have it, Kaylee McKenna, a single mom, a full-time soldier, and a purpose-driven mother who did not let her fears stop her from the big dreams that she has for herself and for her future. A woman who knows what she wants is so powerful, but it first starts with knowing. So don't forget to check out Kaylee's website where she has that soul journal. And also don't forget to check out her podcast, Born Through Fire. All of her information will be in the show notes. Until next time, stay radiant and let your light shine.